Today on episode number 460 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, you know, we talk a lot of technical stuff here, ID3 tags and RSS feeds and microphones and things like that. Today, I was listening to an episode of the Podcaster Studio, and something came up over and over and over again, and I want to give you my insights into finding more time to podcast. I've talked about this in the past, and I've got a new dimension that I want to throw into this, and we've got Hanny back from Simple Podcast Press. Wait till you hear about the new feature where you can now click and go right to that part of your podcast. Hit it, ladies!
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
So if you're new to the show, hey, I am so glad you're here. I realize there are so many things you could be listening to. Here's what we do. We talk about all things podcasting. Everything. You want to talk about it. If it's about podcasting, you'll find it here. We help you massage your message. We help you tackle the technology. We help you flatten the learning curve and get you on your way to pain-free podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to talk to me, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. If you want to schedule some one-on-one consulting, schoolofpodcasting.com/schedule. And we've got a lot of stuff today, and I'm just going to jump to the toys. Yeah, we're going to jump to the toys right about now. All right. Well, joining me via Skype with new toys, the one and only Hanny Mora from simplepodcastpress.com. Hanny, thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I've been using your player on Ask the Podcast Coach, and it will be appearing on the School of Podcasting. If you've not been listening, my website has been having all sorts of issues, so I've gone to just as simple as I can go on my website. But I definitely love it on Ask the Podcast Coach. And you have you actually have a couple new features, and one that I swear is like tailor-made for me. So spill the beans. Let's talk about the new features.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we just released two new features. Well, a bunch of new features, but the two hottest ones are what we call the interactive show notes. So yeah, it gives you a chance to add links inside your show notes with a certain time in them. So when you click them, your actual audio player jumps to that time. Now, the advantage here is you can have people jump to a specific time for a specific quote or a specific topic without having them to listen and tune out in the first few seconds. So it's a great way to keep people engaged on while they're listening to your podcast on your site. And it's super simple to set up. You literally just type in the number.
That's it.
And you highlight it and you click one button and done. It does all the magic for you.
Yeah, I was. It was funny because when I was playing with it, I just was like, well, do I have to just put the number in? I'm like, all right, let's try that. You know, it's like 13:55. And I go out to my list, click play. And I was like, wow, okay, that was hard. You know, took two seconds. And for the shows I do, I often have multiple topics. And so it's kind of a bummer if, you know, somebody tuned in because they want to hear the Hanny Mora interview and it's at the, 9 minute mark. You know, they got to sit through 8 minutes of me being stupid. So they just want to jump right to that. It's awesome. They can click that button and there it goes. Now, obviously, that's only something that works on the website, which is kind of a cool thing. That might give people another reason. You know, you might say, oh, by the way, if you'd like to jump to, a certain spot, you know, just go out to the website. That was going to be my question. What happens in the show notes if I'm listening in like the podcast app and they click on that link?
That's a good question. The player won't jump. It's designed to work with the player,
right?
With Simple Podcast Press. But that's a good point. You can send people. It's a good way to drive traffic. So you can tell people, go to this episode page on the show notes page, and you can, browse around or re-listen to the episode again and jump to that specific part. So it'd be a good way to attract people to your site.
Yeah, I just know for me, on Ask the Podcast Coach, I always put a time code anyway because you never know what's going to happen on that show. So it's always kind of all over the place and being a live call-in show. And I just love the fact that I can just say, all right, here's question number one, came at the 17 minute mark. And it's really, really cool. So there's that. Then I also noticed that, I think when you launched, you had three buttons. I think you had iTunes, SoundCloud and Stitcher. And now you've given people the ability and an RSS feed. I should say that one. And now you can pretty much add a button to anything.
Yeah. So we add a custom button so you can send them anywhere you want, anywhere on your page, anywhere outside your page. I've seen some really cool ways to use this. I've seen people use if they have iPhone apps. So if you have an iPhone app, you can have a link to your app, which, you know, makes sense. So someone can download your app version of your podcast and listen to it there. You can have a link to leave a review. So, you know, if you make it easy, super simple for someone to leave an iTunes review, you can link directly to that. So anywhere you want, if you have a webinar or a course, anything you want, you can have a link that will have a button that will link there. And it's, again, super simple to set up. You just give it the URL, a name, and a color, and off you go.
Yeah, I was, it's kind of funny because, I mean, on one hand, obviously, you've named it simple, but it is. You're honoring your word at this point.
Yeah, I try. And there's one more really cool feature.
All right.
And it's the reviews. So okay. We've always had the international iTunes reviews. So you get all your reviews from all the countries inside your dashboard.
Ooh.
But now you can showcase them to the world. So you can have them on your sidebar. You can have them anywhere on any page, or you can have a dedicated page with all your reviews. So you have full control, full customization of how they look and where they appear. And the beauty is they're always up to date. So if you have a page with all your reviews, every time a new one comes in, that page is automatically updated and the new review shows up on top. And last thing is, we only show your best review. So we only show your 4 or 5.
I was going to say, you wouldn't have.
We don't want to show your 1 or 2 star reviews. I know most people don't have them, but in the event that you do have one, they're not going to show up live. They'll show up in your dashboard so you can see them and take action on them, but they won't show out on your website. So it's only 4 or 5 star reviews.
Okay. I was wondering about that. I could see that. This is the worst podcast ever. This guy's an idiot.
Oops.
Yeah, right there on the top of the page.
Yeah, and the beauty is it's all automatic. So you can have it cycle through like almost like a slideshow.
Yeah, I see that.
At a time, or you can have a list mode. You know, show me my latest 5, 6, 7, 10, 100. You decide how much you want to show. So, you know, one cool thing is you can actually put that right below your player if you wanted to.
Right. With a button that says write a review.
Write a review, and then you can show your, you know, social proof that people are leaving reviews.
Nice.
So many things you can do with it. You can customize it any way you like. And of course, we added the color customization to the player itself. So before we had black and white, and now you can pick any color you want for the buttons, any color for the player itself and the progress bar. So it's really suited for customizing it to look perfectly on your site.
Right. Because there are those people that, you know, they're really into the brand and you got to have the certain color green or whatever it is. So,
yeah, no, I respect that.
Absolutely.
I'm picky about that too. So,
awesome. And then the other thing I see on the demo site is an archives page.
Yeah. Now, this was a request from a few customers. And the idea here is it's a table of all your episodes. Again, always up to date. So, when you launch a new episode, and with a link to download or to listen directly in that table. So it doesn't take you to your show notes page. It just literally just plays the audio to listen. To download the episode directly. So it's almost like a table of all your podcast archives.
Right. Very nice. And this is where you really want to make sure that you have good titles for your show, because that's what's showing and that's going to get people to click. And really interesting. Now, does that feature, like I use the tool, you can use it to make posts for you. I don't use that feature. I just basically post things myself and then it just automatically, you know, shows up in my posts and everything like that. Do I have to have it automatically post to use this particular feature?
No. This is all based on your iTunes feed or your RSS feed.
Ah, nice.
So, you know, anytime you have a new, it basically takes your RSS feed and updates the table with your latest episode. So even if you don't post the episode, as long as it's in your feed, you'll have a nice table with the title and the link to download the episode.
Very nice. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we listen to our customers. You know, we can't do everything. We'd love to do everything, but you know, when a feature comes up over and over again, you know, we got to pay more attention.
Yeah.
And but the interactive show notes is something I'm really excited about. And I'm glad that you know, gave me a chance to talk about it. I think it's going to add a lot of value to people. Even if you don't do full show notes.
Right.
If you just do key takeaways.
That's it. You want to hear, here's the 4 topics. Click these links to jump to that section. Huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the other fun thing, I kind of feel sorry for you. we all have these different players. I know you work with PowerPress. I think we talked about that the first time I spoke with you. And now I saw, I'm a big fan of Appendipity themes. I use the Podcast Pro player on a lot of my sites. Probably will be adding it to Ask the Podcast Coach and potentially the School of Podcasting here in the future. And you've got to get them to work with everybody. And it looks like you've got it pretty much pulled off.
Yeah, absolutely. We worked with the Appendipity guys very closely. I mean, we have mutual customers that were using our plugin and their themes. And there was some conflicts and we worked around them. But now the newest themes, the pro themes they have, are designed to work with our player. And they're also designed so that you can turn off our player, but still use the opt-in box and buttons. So you have flexibility with their theme and they control, they integrate very tightly with Simple Podcast Press. So that's their latest pro themes that they released a few months ago, I think.
Yeah, they've been, everybody's been, it's kind of fun watching the technology as you know, you'll come up with a new feature, then Joey will come up with a new feature, and then, you know, PowerPress will come up with a new feature. Everybody's just, in the meantime, the podcaster wins. We just keep getting...
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And we're all in it for the podcaster, right? We're adding features to help make the podcast better, right? Make the user experience, the listener's experience a lot better on your site.
Well, obviously, the big question, now that we've got everybody all hot and bothered with the new features... what's the going rate on this fun-filled plugin?
Right now, it's for a single license for a single website. It's only $47.
Sweet. And if I got more than one podcast, what's a multi-license going for?
If you have more than one website, if you have multiple podcasts on multiple sites, then I think we're at 97 right now.
Okay. Is that for how many websites?
That's for three websites. Sorry.
Okay. Awesome. Very cool. Well, definitely keep up the good work. And everybody, it's at simplepodcastpress.com. If you feel so enlightened, you can click on my website. There is an affiliate link here, but I, to me, this is one of those that, like, affiliate link or not, this is a cool plugin. And especially when I saw the features, I was like, are you available right now for a quick interview? So thank you so much for, I know you you came home and your kids are like, daddy, daddy, and you took care of the kids. And once the kids are taken care of, you're like, all right, I got to make a quick phone call. And I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Dave.
All right, and keep us posted as new stuff comes out.
Absolutely, I will.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, David.
Such a nice guy, such a cool thing. If you want to see this in action, go over to askthepodcastcoach.com, and you can see it on my last episode. I'll be going back and adding it to my previous episodes, but really cool stuff that you can do with that. And again, for more information, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/460.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit here. This is the third time I've recorded this segment because the last time I did it, it was 48 minutes long. And I've got notes right here in front of me, but I was listening to the Podcasters Roundtable. This is the show by Ray Ortega of PodcasterStudio.com, myself, and Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast. And this is one I couldn't attend. They were doing this live from the New Media Expo. And of course, I'm the director of podcasting for the New Media Expo. And I was actually working with Chris Jericho as this was going on. I was kind of bummed. I almost like a little tear just kind of came out of my corner that I couldn't have been there when I was listening to this. And they were talking about podcasting issues. And I noted a slight of a theme here going through this. And this isn't even from the whole show. This is like the first 28 minutes of the show. I kept hearing this. Let's see if you can pick up on it as well.
But my problem is, and is time. Is that I try to figure out a way to streamline the process to be able to produce all these shows on a regular basis. And also working a full-time job and like that.
I'm curious here, quick poll with the audience. Put your hands up if you have an idea for another podcast you want to do, you just don't have the time for it. We've got about, looks like maybe 25% of the audience.
Oh, wait, I'm raising my hand for my current podcast that I'm doing that I don't have the time for.
And I didn't want to get into it and not put out the quality of product that I personally want to put out until I had the time to do it.
What was the second one? Do you recall?
Time, primarily. So
that is also just another time, a problem with the time management.
Yeah, time. Who's got the time? And I'm involved in a bunch of podcasting groups on Facebook. And I see over and over and over where people say, I'm going to do a daily show. I'm going to do a twice a week show. I'm going to do this. They pick their schedule, then they pick their topic. Whoa. In my opinion, flip that bad boy around. How do you avoid the time trap is you pick your schedule last. Let me give you an example. I'm going to be launching a podcast here for a company very soon, I believe. And what it is I like the topic. I like the people. It really should be a lot of fun. And we started talking about how many episodes a week and how long the episode should be. And the information that we're going to be using in the podcast is from a report that doesn't exist yet for this company. So we don't know how hard it's going to be to generate that report. And in the end, I don't know how long it's going to be to record and edit the podcast based on the information they give me in what format. So how do I avoid the time trap? Is I said, well, hold on. Let's do a test episode. You generate the information. Give me that information. I'll see how well it translates into audio. And we'll record a test show. And then we'll do another one. And then we'll do another one. And those test shows may never, ever see the light of day. And you know what? That's okay. That's why it's called a test show. And then when I go, okay, it takes me X amount of time to do an episode, this better be weekly. So do some test shows, then pick your schedule. Because it's easy to go, I'm going to do a local show. It's going to be 7 days a week. And then you find out later, oh my gosh, holy cow. Let me give you another example. The Podcasters Roundtable, that is twice a week. Why does Ray produce that show twice a week? Because he has a phenomenally, just a little ray of sunshine, better known as his daughter. I think she's maybe three, two and a half-ish. He's got a wife and a full-time job. Now, Lucky Ray, his full-time job is podcasting. He has a company that his job is to produce their podcast. But Ray knows how long it takes to make a show, and he picked a schedule that he can consistently hit. Now, do I have to publish on a consistent schedule? It helps. You don't have to. Again, you can do whatever you want in podcasting. But when you can hit a schedule, you become part of your audience's routine. Now, what if I can't? That's just not going to work for me, Dave. That's fine. The thing you need to have consistent then is your value. You should be educating or entertaining something of value to your audience. So for me, I've said this in the past. If you're new to the show, use this ratio because it's pretty dang accurate. And that is 4 to 1. If I want to do a 1 minute podcast, plan on spending 4 minutes because the minute you come up with what you're going to talk about, you record it, you edit, you upload it, you tag it, and you write a little paragraph, your 1 minute podcast just took 4 minutes. So a 15 minute podcast is going to take an hour. An hour long podcast will take 4 hours. It's pretty dead on. Now, if that's a video podcast, I've heard everything from 10 to 1. So that is one way to avoid a time trap. Pick your schedule last. And if I really want to do a weekly show and you're like, that 4 hours for an hour long show, make the show shorter. It's really not that hard. It's just a matter of math, right? And when we talk about time management, let's go back to 101, time management. First of all, you can't manage time. If I could manage time, I would have about 217 hours per day. That would work for me. That would be awesome. But I can't manage time. The only thing you can manage is you. You can't manage time. You can only manage you. And that means that if you're going to manage your time and manage you, you're going to have to learn a word that I have a really hard time with. And that is no. Hey, Dave, can you? No. And so I want to thank Mark Johansson from MotoAnswers.com. We were at New Media Expo, and he looked at me and said, so where's Dave Jackson in 5 years? And I went, because I'd been so focused on New Media Expo and this week and just kind of very short-sightedness. I didn't really get the big picture. And I said, you know, I want to be podcast consulting full-time and then maybe doing a little teaching on the side. Right now, I teach full-time. I teach people a lot of computer stuff. Microsoft Office, things like that. I do that for the day job. And then I do consulting on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And I would like to flip that. And then I even thought, I always tell people, I'd like to teach maybe at a college. And then I thought about that. that really wouldn't work, because then what if New Media Expo, what if Podcast Movement, what if these other conferences, PodCamp Canton, I'm going to be at that next Saturday. If I'm teaching, that's going to be a conflict. And it really made me think about, where do I want to go? And is what I'm doing right now going to help me achieve my goals? And that means you have to have a clear objective of what you want to be when you grow up. I'm still figuring that out. And where you want to end up in life. Just realize you can't control time. You can only control you. And yes, life is going to bring you surprises, right? You're going to be, what? The transmission? Oh, okay. How is her? What? Julie needs braces? Ah. There's always going to be those things, but how you react to those surprises can dictate what future surprises come your way. And so if we go back to, again, kind of time management from, let's say, the 90s, Stephen Covey had a little story about a teacher who had a big giant jar, and he went into his class and he put a bunch of boulders in the jar and asked the class, is it full? And they went, yeah, you can't fit any more in there. And then he put a bunch of rocks around the boulders and said, is it full? And they went, yeah. And then he put pebbles around the rocks, which fell in around the boulders, and said, is it full? And they went, absolutely, can't put another thing in there. And he dumped a bunch of sand. You've probably heard this story before. And the moral of the story, you just might learn something, is if you put the sand in first, you can't put the boulders in. And your main priorities are the boulders. So for me, that's, you know, the job, the wife, God, those are my big boulders. And then, you know, podcasting is in there too. And then I fit in things like, I don't know, exercise. Exercise is the sand. It goes in last. So that is something that we've kind of used for time management in the past. Got to put the big rocks in first. And that's true. But we came up with this grid called importance, right? How important is it? And then how urgent? You know, anything with a deadline, oh, that gets pushed up. And in reality, if you think about it, if I'm only working on those things that are going to explode soon, you're kind of operating in crisis mode. And again, part of that to kind of relieve some of the steam of that is to occasionally say no. And so I was listening to Social Media Examiner, and they were interviewing Rory Vaden, who has a book called Procrastinate on Purpose, Five Permissions to Multiply Your Time. And he mentions that we end up doing things that in many cases, just because they're urgent, and the stuff that's really going to, and here's the word, impact things, we put off. So he adds this third dimension, the importance of how much it matters, the urgency of when it needs to be done. And then he says, add significance. How long, you know, is this going to matter? So it's not only what's important now, but what will you do that will make more time in the future? I'll give you an example. My goals is a while back, I went back to school, the ripe old age of whatever it was, 42, something like that. And I ended up with a boatload of school debt. Great fun. Welcome to America. And, you know, I'm trying to pull that off. If I didn't have that debt, I would not be, I could probably pull off podcasting as a full time. So my overall goal is to get out of debt, and so I can help more people. And so when I think about things, like I'll give you an example. I have found this really cool dating script that I could put online. I already have the domain that I could tweak so that I could say, here's a bunch of authors, here's a bunch of experts, and then over here, here's a bunch of podcasters, sign up. And now when I need a sports expert, I can just search over here. Maybe when the author is looking for a podcaster that he might be a potential guest on. It's a matchmaking site for podcasters and guests. Pretty cool idea, unless I charge for it. Because I could charge, I could do it for free, but that's not going to help me with my overall goal of getting out of debt and helping more people at podcasting. Get the idea? So, but what does work is I've been paid for the New Media Expo. I get another check when the virtual ticket is done. And I took some of the things like my hosting, my web hosting. I've been paying month to month. Well, and I've had other things that I'm now paying for the year. Why? Because if the goal is to have smaller bills, even though I'm spending more money now, in the long run, I will save money. That is its significance. It impacts the way I act in the future. It creates future opportunities. It has future impact by doing that. So this is kind of what's inspired this episode. Importance, how much something matters. Yes. Urgency, how soon does that thing blow up? Yes. But significance in the long run, is this going to matter? Is this going to help me get towards my goal? Now, some other things you can do recording wise is when you make a mistake, pause 10 seconds. And when I mean 10 seconds, I mean 10 seconds. Now, this is going to be some exciting audio. I'm going to pause for 10 seconds starting right now. Now, that's 10 seconds. It is so easy to see that 10 seconds. So if I make a boo-boo and I pause for 10 seconds, I don't have to search for where is that mistake that I want to cut out. Time and time again, I'll hear a podcast where somebody will go like, you know what? And the guy's website is, hold on. And then the guy's website is binkyandthewiz.com. And I know that they meant to cut that first one out, but they didn't leave. It was too hard to find. That will speed up your editing 2x. It's crazy. If you're using, there's a free program called WavePad. If you want to cut out ums and you knows, that you can speed things up. You can also do this in Audacity. You can listen faster to do that. That's a way to speed things up. If you're using Audacity, if you're using Audition, all those files that you use every single week. So when I open up Audition, that's what I use. I have the ladies and the music, and it's already set to pre-fade. I don't have to do that stuff again. All I have to do is pop in the part that I'm recording right now, and I'm done. That saves me from looking for things. Are you ready for this? Americans spend every day an hour looking for stuff. That's 7 hours a week. I would love to have an extra 7 hours a week. So how I avoid this is by being organized. And what we're going to talk about now is creating an environment of success. And part of that is being organized. But part of it is looking at what you're spending your time on. I've done this for my weight loss podcast where I will write down every single thing I eat. And it's always amazing to see when you look back, why I didn't realize that. Well, do this. Start off the day and just write down 0 to 24. And every hour, write down what you do. I'll give you an example. And this is one that I went, wow. Because we all say we don't have enough time. I recently just binged watched season 7 of the show Sons of Anarchy on Netflix. And to make a long story short, I went back and looked at all the episodes. They range from 42 minutes to an hour and two. And then roughly in a nutshell, we were to summarize a season, which is 13 shows, 10 hours to consume. I've watched all 7 seasons. That means for 70 hours, I was sitting and watching the show. 70. Just think of what I could have done in terms of finding content, of reaching out to my audience. Instead, I watched a bunch of thugs shoot people in the head. Now, for the record, I like that. It was an interesting show. It was different. Lost was another one. Lost, 6 seasons. And the whole time I'm confused, going, what? Wait, if he's the thing in the, wait, in the smog, in the what? And it, by the time it was over, I went, what? That's the, oh. There's 60 hours of my life I can't get back. So does this mean you can't watch TV? Look, I went to the movies last night. I enjoy it. It's relaxing because I'm not in content creation mode. I'm just consuming content. You know, I enjoy food. I enjoy lots of things. The problem is you can't have 5 number one priorities. It doesn't work. It just doesn't. Right now, my friend, I'm so proud of this dude, and he's the epitome of what is a number one priority, and that is Cliff Ravenscraft right now. He woke up in 2015 and went, dang, all that weight I lost, it found me. And he's like, nope, he's exercising like a madman. Why? Because weight loss, his personal health right now, is his number one priority, and I wish him well. And he's documenting the whole thing. And I'm going to be interested to see how he finds balance when he hits his target goal. And I'm sure some of that balance of fitness and life and business is going to be, again, this weird word called no. But turning off the TV is just part of your environment of success. And like I said, Americans are looking for stuff an hour a day. Have you seen my keys? And then you find yourself looking for your car keys in the freezer. Why? They might be in there and you've checked every place else. So one way to avoid this is to kind of be organized. And so I use tools like on my phone. I will use the voice recorder on my iPhone. And I'll be like, I'll be listening to something. I'm like, episode number, whatever, 48 of the feed at the 48 minute mark. Rob talks about the stats. You know, in episode number of blah, blah, blah. And I can go back now in when I'm someplace, because that's usually in the car. And I can save myself from spending time listening to an episode and wasting 48 minutes until I get to the stats part. Not that the first 48 minutes aren't great, but I wanted to hear the stats. So stuff like that. And I used tools like Evernote, Evernote.com, Workflowy, which is just work, F-L, I think it's O-W-Y. I use Asana, Asana.com. That's my task management. So when something comes in via email, and maybe it's somebody that's hired me to do some audio editing, I can forward that to an email and it automatically makes a task. So those are things I use technology to boost my efficiency, but be careful. Don't use technology to the point where the only thing you're doing is you're documenting the fact that you're documenting the fact. Have you ever worked for that person? I have, where you have to document everything you do. And at the end of the day, you've documented the fact that you've documented the fact that you've documented the fact. And in the end, you eventually have to do the task. You eventually have to do the stuff. Now, another tool I use that's technology-based that I love and I use it all the time is MySpeed. This is a really, they have a free trial. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/MySpeed, and this lets me speed up videos. Now, I know you're going to say, but Dave, you can do that on YouTube. Yep, you can. You go down to the little gear in the bottom right-hand corner. You can speed things up on YouTube 2x. MySpeed lets you go up to 3x. And a lot of times for things like my weekly web tool show, I'm watching really boring videos that are sales videos. And I just speed those bad boys up. When I'm watching Netflix, when I say it probably took me 70 hours to watch a season, it's probably for me closer to 50 because I'm usually watching it about 1.2, 1.3. Anything above that gets a little weird. But it's cool and it's, I think it's $30, something like that. It's great. Check it out. schoolofpodcasting.com/myspeed. Any video, it will speed up. It's really, really cool. So that's one way that I speed things up. And I've mentioned this in the past. Organize your folders. For me, I have a folder for every podcast I do. So let's look at School of Podcasting. Inside there, I have one folder called Production Files, which has my intro, my outro, my album art, anything that I need to produce a show every single week. And then I have a folder called Episodes. And so I have School of Podcasting, Episodes. Inside the Episodes folder, I have another folder called 460, which has this file and all the other files, my interview with Hanny that's here, any artwork, things like that. That's all in the 460 folder. So when I go to schoolofpodcasting.com/402, and I can see that I was interviewing Jordan Harbinger from The Art of Charm, I can go to episode 402, that folder, and there's everything there in that folder. I'm not spending an hour looking for stuff. And as things come in, voicemails, emails, SpeakPipe messages, those go in there. When somebody says, hey, Dave, our interview went live, here's the link to it. I will download that so I can play it in next week's show. So don't spend an hour looking for stuff. And that's where, again, you can spend some time now organizing yourself that will have a maximum impact later. The other thing I want to talk about, and this is where I don't want to get on a huge tangent, and I love Netflix. I've had Netflix for a very long time. I had a mantra in school, and that is, if I don't start something, I don't have to stop it. And it's kind of weird to say, being that I grew up in the 80s. I'm 50 years old. I have never taken one drag of the marijuana. Mary Jane and I have never kissed. I've never smoked the ganja. I've never hit a joint. I've never stoked a doobie. Never, ever. Why? Because if I don't start, I don't have to stop. I had the same philosophy on alcohol. It took me a long time before I finally tied one on. Did it for about 2 months straight, every Tuesday and Thursday, and went, okay, we can check that off the bucket list. I'm tired of being hungover and broke. I'm not a big drinker, period, anyway. But if I don't start something, I don't have to stop. And Netflix knows what you like. Now, this is what we can learn from Netflix. This is what we can learn. Netflix knows what you like. Why? Because they see it. They see what's popular. They see the reviews. And they know what you like. And what do? They create content based on what you said. I like this kind of stuff. That's why when I start to watch a Netflix original stuff, most of the time it's pretty good. Why? Because they know what I want. And you can do the same thing with your podcast. Go in and look at your stats. I know I say all the time, don't obsess over your stats. Look at what's popular. And then go back and reverse engineer that. Was it the title? Was this a really good title? Because, you know, episode 36 of the Binky and the Wiz show, not a lot of popularity. But if you say, you know, Binky and the Wiz interview Paul McCartney, that might get a little more traffic. So reverse engineer that. But I realize now, because it's happened to me over and over with shows like Dexter, Sons of Anarchy, House of Cards. If somebody comes up to me and goes, oh, you've never seen this show. A, it's interesting because how are you learning about this? Because most of those shows I learned about from our good friend, word of mouth. And oh, it's and when I watched House of Cards, and in the first minute and a half, the guy strangles a dog. I'm like, whoa, I don't think I'd be watching this on ABC. So it was and you learn from that point forward that this main character is a ruthless dude. And you're either going to be offended by that first scene or you're in. And it sucked me in. So realize in some cases, if somebody comes up and says, oh, you got to watch this show, start thinking to yourself, do I have 70 hours to dedicate to that? Or should I spend those 70 hours growing my audience? Doesn't matter. I'm not saying you can't watch TV. I'm just saying you can't have five number one priorities. And then when you finally get, what about family, Dave? How do I do that? Here's my we talked about this probably a couple months ago. You know, let your family in on it and pick a day or two that you say, all right, these are daddy's podcasting days. For me, it's Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. And that's what my wife calls, are you going to the Dave cave? And my wife knows pretty much don't call, don't text, because there's nothing worse than you're right in the middle of a great recording and ding. And when you're there then, and you're in your studio, let's get that environment of success going. Let's turn off Facebook. Let's turn off email notifications. Let's turn off anything that's going to make you go squirrel and check it out to find out that you were right in the middle of something. You were being very creative and you went over and you checked your email and it's spam. Now you got to switch gears again. So find a time when you can agree with your family. And then the other thing about that is that I know if my wife calls me on a Thursday, that it must be pretty important because she knows I'm in the zone. Likewise, if I go to my wife on a Wednesday and I go, honey, have I told you how awesome you look today? By the way, I got somebody who could only be interviewed on Wednesday. She knows I wouldn't ask that unless it was really somebody I really, 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 really wanted to interview. So that's how I would do that. And then there are fun things, you know, put a tie over the door so people know not to come in. It's a little cheaper than an on-air light. So those are some things that you can do. And then when I get to my office and I pull up my Asana task list, I am laser focused and you will get more done. The other thing we're going to talk about briefly is your attitude. And the first thing I want to say here is so many times we focus on the negative things that have happened in our life. Can I tell you something? You are not your mistakes. You are not your mistakes. And so wherever you are, you got a long time to finish the story. And so when I teach in the corporate world, sometimes I'll get pulled into orientation, new employee orientation. And this is something I share with every new orientation class, all right? And it's from a guy named Charles R. Swindoll. And there are going to be people that are with you and people that are not with you. But this is the one thing you have absolute control over, and that is your attitude. So let me read this to you. It says, the longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. attitude, to me, is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitude. And again, that's by Charles R. Swindoll. And so when we're talking about creating an environment of success, is what you're doing, is what you're listening to, is what you're surrounding yourself, what are you reading? Is it leading you in a positive fashion? Is it reinforcing what you want to do in the long run? I was really sad to hear the real Brian over at ProfitCastUniverse.com, not the fake Brian, the real one, had somebody at Numity Expo said, man, you're not making a living from ProfitCast, ditch it. And I'm like, man, guess what? You are out of my environment of success. See you later. Don't need you raining on my parade, because there are so many ways to profit from a podcast that have nothing to do with the almighty dollar. So those are some things to think about when it comes to time management and creating an environment of success. Is what you're doing, is what you're listening to, is what you're reading, is that in line with your overall goal? We can't have five number one priorities. And the other thing we do need to realize is we do need to make relaxing part of that. There is the old saying, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. It also makes him die at about the age of 52 of a heart attack. You got to take care of yourself. So those are some thoughts to help you overcome the time management hurdle. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Realize that a lot of what we talked about today has nothing to do with podcasting and all about just succeeding in life. I want to thank Hanny from Simple Podcast Press. If you go, I do have an affiliate link for this. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Simple Podcast Press, that'll take you right over there, and you can add this to your website. It does even more than we talked about. This is the one where it'll put subscribe buttons right there on your page. If you're using PowerPress, you can go in and simply click a button, and it will replace the PowerPress player with the Simple Press player, which will have links to subscribe in iTunes, which I realize PowerPress does that now, but also have a link to sign up to your email list. And it also, you can now colorize that, and you can put a link to anything. So if you're selling a product of some sort, you want people to, you know, download the PDF book, things like that, check it out, simplepodcastpress.com, or like I say, schoolofpodcasting.com/simplepodcastpress. And I do have a question for you as we head out the door. Right around the corner, Show 500 is coming up, and I'm starting to think about it. I have a couple ideas of what I might do. If you're in my shoes, what would you do for episode 500? I know it's a couple months away. It's something I'm thinking about. We'd love to hear it. And also, I always mention this. If you want to start a podcast, I would love to help you. Hopefully, I helped you overcome some hurdles today. I do want to get you on the road to pain-free podcasting. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER. If you don't have a website, send me an email with the phrase for subject, quick start. And in a nutshell, if you order hosting through me, I will install WordPress for you and I will give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. Why? Because when you order hosting through me, I earn a commission. And again, we can get you on the road. If you, again, if you don't, if you already have a website, just use the coupon code LISTENER and that'll save you on that. My last little favor is, I said, one of the things I want to do is I want to start reviewing one podcast a week in iTunes because it's free. It doesn't cost me a whole lot of time. And when you help other people, you feel better. You do. And so if you have the time, if you go to schoolpodcasting.com/iTunes, and then you might have to click on a button that says, you know, show on iTunes, leave me a review if you could. You know, give me a rating, anything like that. It helps me be seen in the iTunes directory. And I know there are other things besides iTunes, but I don't ask for this a whole lot. But if you get a chance, if you found any value in this, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. Leave me a review. It would be greatly appreciated. And that's going to do it. And we will see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements right after these bloopers. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. Today on episode number... that was good. We've got another update about a very free... I had it. I was there. That I help you massage your message. I help you tackle the learning turd. I help you tackle the learning turd. Wow. I didn't even know there was a learning turd. That sounds like a really messy way to learn stuff. It's going to be one of those days, isn't it? So if you're new to the show, I talk about all things podcasting. I help you massage your message. I help you tackle the learning curve. I help you tackle. I cannot get this right today, can I?